Yeah, when it was first announced that there was monies available, I think it was over $4 million to build a new housing scheme in the Long Lane. Grant two approval was given in 2017, and the scheme was to start in the first quarter of 2018, and to be completed in the second or third quarter of 2019. And we're sitting here now in the last quarter of 2018. And it's now only going back to the department for to have further approval to put out to tender. And the way the tender system works, it'll be another 6 months, I would say, before the contractor's been selected and is on site, and will be well into 2019 before work actually starts.
And we know in terms of that social housing waiting list, Letterkenny is the highest in the county in terms of people waiting on it. 29 social houses would go a long way in reducing that list.
It would surely, and you're right. I mean, it's one of the, as a council, you're probably approached most about is housing. And while there's a large number of housing schemes in the pipeline, and some have actually started, it is going to be well into 2019 before any of them are available. And this again, you know, and we said this regularly, is that while the government is saying they're moving to meet the housing crisis in the country, they are insisting and using a lot of red tape. And what seems to be a hold-up here is council have to keep going back for further approval, and then they get approval for stage two, they have to get approval for stage three, then they get approval for stage four, and this seems to be taking you know, a long time to complete, and it's holding up these much needed houses. So hopefully if the government is serious about their addressing the housing crisis, that they will remove some of this red tape. They allow the council and the, you know, they start these schemes as soon as possible.